This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is an amazing guest. It's Dror Lieber. He is the founder of Coro, and you can visit their website at coro.net. And you know, we've got SMBs, mid-market, even larger enterprises. We're all dealing with the attack patterns that we can't keep up with. The breaches are crazy. It's exponential. And you know, I'm looking for an all-in-one solution, and I'm looking for something I can afford. Dror, can you tell me about what was the genesis of Coro, and how's it going at the company?
Well, Gary, first of all, thank you very much for having me again. It's always a pleasure. Coro has been in the market for one mission only, and that mission is making sure that we deliver cybersecurity to mid-market and smaller organizations, but bringing enterprise-grade cybersecurity to these organizations. And in order to be able to do that, we're changing the mold of what a cybersecurity platform needs to look like. So the way we position ourselves, or the way we think of ourselves, is a turnkey cybersecurity platform. One platform that covers everything that a mid-market company needs at the same level of security that an enterprise company would have, but only managing one platform and not needing a large cybersecurity team to manage it, because it is heavily automated and does most of the work that a cybersecurity team at an enterprise company would have done.
So, Dror, I've got, you know, email issues, I've got cloud app issues, I've got data leakage issues, and I've got endpoint issues, and I'm worried about all of those. Can you put this all together in one platform for me?
Sure. So that's exactly what we've done. So what we looked at is, okay, so what are the biggest pain points that our customers, the mid-market, smaller enterprises have? And it's endpoints, users, network, cloud, email. And on top of that, there is everything to do with compliance and regulatory requirements that are becoming more and more onerous for the mid-market and small business. So what we've done was created one platform that covers all of that continuum, from the user to the devices they use, to the networks they connect through the cloud services they work through their emails, and across all of that, the data governance. So regardless of where the data exists, whether it's in an email, in a cloud storage platform, on the device, we cover all of it, and we make sure that the company is both secure and compliant with requirements.
And you guys are scaling fast. I mean, there's so many companies dealing with tough economic times. They can't afford big SOC teams, and you know, some of the MSSP pricing is just out of their league. Tell us about the scaling and how exciting that is for your company and all the customers you're helping.
Yeah, so we've grown 300% year over year for the last 4 years straight. This year, 2023, we're expecting yet another 300% growth year. And the reason is very simple. We are the only company in the world that comes to a mid-market company and says, you don't need to worry about cybersecurity anymore. Let us worry on your behalf. Let our machines, let our AI run in the background and manage all of this on your behalf, cover all of that data security continuum, make sure that the attackers can't get in, and make sure that you don't need to deploy enormous amount of resources, money, and people against cybersecurity.
That's amazing. And you've got transparent pricing on your website, and it's amazingly low. I'm so impressed with the features and the functions and the ease of use and the point and click to solve a problem dashboard. And you even started free?
Yeah. So first of all, the product was designed to be reasonably priced so everybody could afford it. So really, for the price of what you're paying today for old generation AV and perhaps a little bit of anti-phishing, you get everything that we offer. The user protection, device protection, endpoint protection, network, cloud, email, everything for the same price you would have paid just for AV and perhaps a little bit of email protection. So, and we did that on purpose. We wanted to make sure that it is accessible to every company of every size, so they don't need to think twice, because we are really on a mission to protect those that are A, the most vulnerable, and B, the backbone of American economy. 63% of the GDP comes from mid-market and small business in the US alone. Meanwhile, the entire cybersecurity industry is only focused on the very rich, the enterprise, the super enterprise companies, the 10,000 companies that have millions and millions of dollars in budget for cybersecurity. We want to bring the same level of cybersecurity and protection to everybody else, and this is really what we're doing with our platform.
That is fantastic. And I just wrote an article about all the breaches in municipalities across America. And the CISOs give an answer. They say, I'm underfunded, I'm understaffed, the bad guys are more sophisticated, we're getting ransomware attacks every day, our employees aren't trained enough. Sounds like you can solve this for them for pennies.
Absolutely, and we do. We have many municipalities and local government on our platform as well, not just businesses. We have many education facilities on our platform as well, many institutions as well, colleges, school districts, and so forth, because everybody's a target today. Everybody that has data is a target. And what has changed greatly over the last, say, 2 years is the whole concept of the commoditization of attacks. So even not so sophisticated attackers can execute extremely sophisticated attacks against very vulnerable organizations that are underfunded and understaffed. So our entire approach is, how do we bring security to those underfunded and understaffed organizations, whether it's a trucking company, an architect's firm, or a law firm, or a municipality, or a college? We can cover all of them. It works seamlessly. We have thousands of customers in hundreds in each different vertical. So we're not niche oriented in any way. So clearly, you're absolutely right, Gary. There's a lot that we can do for municipalities, local government, school boards, and everybody else in between.
And every vertical really needs a solution like yours, especially when they're smaller, they're understaffed, they're underbudgeted. Now, AI, there's so much hype about ChatGPT and AI being weaponized. And you, as a cybersecurity expert, you probably know more than most people do about how it's been weaponized for years already. Can you tell us how your AI is, trumping the bad guys' AI? How are you getting one step ahead of the bad guys?
It's quite interesting that you ask that, because it became the AI war, our AI versus the bad guys' AI. Look, we do see some spikes in specific usages of AI as it pertains to attacks, mainly around credential theft. So the attackers are using AI to try to figure out passwords and the way in, but also phishing attempts. So the attackers are using AI to write more convincing emails, and design the attack in a way that it's going to be much easier and much more convincing, so people will actually fall for it. Now, when you deploy our technology against that, we are able to detect it and prevent it in real time. The IT department doesn't need to do anything. We identify the attack automatically, isolate the issue, make sure if it's credential theft, we make sure that the end user changes their password, for example, or if it's a phishing attempt, the end user never sees the email. We quarantine it and remove it from their mailbox before they even see it. So the beauty of the automation, our AI automation underneath it all, really what it means is that from an understaffed IT perspective, they don't need to chase thousands and thousands of events, because our machines do the work on their behalf.
That's fantastic. And you talked about regulatory compliance. A lot of
For sure.
these SMBs, the mid-markets, they don't have the budget to, they don't have a chief risk officer and a expensive corporate counsel that gets all the regulatory issues and helps document all that. Can you provide documentation and proof and evidence both for compliance and also maybe even to get their cyber insurance pricing down for these people?
Absolutely. You're hitting all the right points, Gary, seriously. So first of all, What has happened from a regulatory perspective is an enormous amount of pressure that is going down market into the mid-market and small businesses. Whereas, let's say, 5-10 years ago, most of the regulatory requirements were very much focused on the larger enterprise organizations. What has happened in the last few years is now the regulators are expecting even smaller organizations to comply with the same level of regulations that the enterprise that has, you know, the legal firms and the red team and the blue team and everybody to be able to support that. But also what has happened is, you know, most of my customers, all of my customers, the mid-market organizations are part of a supply chain, all of them. They're not at the top. They're somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. And what is happening now is even if they don't need to comply with something, the people upper in the supply chain are requiring them to comply because they need to comply. So my customer must comply. So the guy at the top of the food chain needs to comply. I'm confusing this a little bit, but what I'm saying is that if I, the enterprise, need to comply with some regulatory requirements, I will now require everybody that supplies me to comply with those requirements as well, so I can stay compliant. Now, when you drill that down to the mid-market company that needs to supply this organization with whether it's COGS, whether it's services, whether it's architectural services, whether it's legal services, whether it's wheels, doesn't really matter. They need to comply. And now it becomes a business inhibitor when you're not in compliance. So here's a little nugget that I can give your viewers. If you go to discovery.coro.net, we've built a tool that helps you identify what it is that you need to comply with. Wow. And how can you comply with that using Coro? So basically, you answer three questions. There is a little wizard that walks you through three questions. And we give you all the compliance regulations that you need to comply with against all the cybersecurity domains that need to be in line with that compliance. So discovery.coro.net, the easiest tool you'll ever use. And of course, once you use Coro, all of those compliance issues go away, and you can also prove that you are compliant with those regulations.
And if I need a couple of years of logs, do you store logs for event data?
Of course.
A lot of regulations require a certain amount. Yeah.
So we store, depending on the level of service that you purchase from us, we store anywhere from 2 to 5 years worth of logs. And everything, of course, is completely transparent. All the actions that the system is taking on its own, on your behalf, are also logged. So you can always go in and see what did the system do on your behalf. And then you can tweak things if you think that we were a little bit too tough on your users or not. But everything is logged, of course.
That's wonderful. The tool sounds great. Discover or Discovery?
It's discovery.coro.net.
Discovery.coro.net. And Jor, if I get hit with something and it's just out of my bounds of understanding, you know, some latest ransomware attack and or maybe a unknown file that we're still questioning, do you have like a cybersecurity advisory service? Do you have consultants? What kind of support levels or tiers can we get from you?
Fantastic question. So first of all, as part of our service, we also include something that we call the Coro Advisor, Cyber Advisor. So the Cyber Advisor is an actual person. This is not AI. This is a person that can answer your questions. So for example, if you get into a position exactly as you described, where you have a cybersecurity question that is not it's not how do I use the product, because our product is so easy to use, you'll never have that question. But for example, you get hit with a certain email that you're not sure about, or there is some configuration that you want to figure out a little bit more about, or you have cybersecurity questions, we have advisors that are at the ready to answer. It's included in the price. Wow. So it's not an extra service or an extra cost. It's included in the base price of the product. And you can always send an email and they'll respond. It's a human being that is ready, at the ready to answer our customers' service. In addition to that, by the way, if you do not have any cybersecurity expertise at all in the organization and you're worried about that, We also have a SOC service. So you can actually outsource your entire cybersecurity environment to us. So we will, you can subscribe to our service, but also subscribe to our SOC service. It's based in the US. So it's the same time zone as all of our customers. And it can monitor 24/7 on behalf of our customers. Some of our customers need to have 24/7 for compliance reasons, for insurance reasons. They need to have 24/7 SOC service available, right? So for a mid-market organization to provide that, they now need to open 4 recs to be able to deliver 24/7 cybersecurity response team. That's an enormous cost for a mid-market or a small business. So they can just outsource it to us. We have a 24/7 center down in Austin, Texas. Really nice people who are at the ready and ready to protect our customers and ready to monitor the system on their behalf.
You are really changing the economics of cybersecurity in a really good way and perfectly timed. You guys deserve to scale quickly because we have so many small to medium-sized enterprises who need you. And just keep doing what you're doing. Are there any thoughts or issues to close with, anything that we haven't covered that you want to share with our viewers or listeners?
Well, 2 things I'd like to share. One is don't be shy. Go to discovery.core.net and figure out about your compliance situation. So it's a free tool. Go use it, enjoy it. And 2, start a free trial at coro.net and test us out. You know, I know a lot of times when I tell people, oh, we do all this, we cover the user, the endpoint, the network, the cloud, the email, and it's all for this really reasonable price, people ask me if it's not too good to be true. And I say, don't believe me. Try it out. Go kick the tires. Start a free trial, play with the system, install it. It takes 2 minutes to configure and install, and you're going to be immediately able to use all of its functionality and see exactly what we do for your customers, for your employees, and for you as an organization.
Well, Jor, you are really changing the dynamics to making cybersecurity easy for everybody, small to medium, all-in-one cyber protection. And it's unmatched for affordability, which I love. So we got to send our viewers to discovery.coro.net.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.